Hi, welcome to the CWF Game Discussions Podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 24th, 2006. I am your host, Jonathan Reinhardt. And I know you're thinking, whoa, it's Wednesday. Why are we getting a new podcast? Well, the reason behind that is normally the podcast comes out on Thursdays and Sundays. However, tomorrow I'm running my monthly graphic novel book club. I run it at a local library for the teens in the areas. It's a big hit. And we meet at the last Thursday of the month. So I have that going on, plus I have work, and then I also am involved in a couple political campaigns here in Massachusetts, and we have a meeting, an important meeting tomorrow night as well. Instead of, you know, trying to squeeze a podcast in there and do a crappy job, I decided to go ahead and do it today on Wednesday. In today's show, we're going to be talking about Combat Storm. It's a new, game to play with your old army men. We're also going to be talking about preparations for the Stargate RPG night, which will be happening this Friday. And we have a little section called Promo Ideas. So we're actually just going to get going into the podcast. We've been doing this for a little while, and I actually like it a lot. I know others like it too. It's called Music to Game By. It's a new section that we've added to the podcast. And what we do is we take some pod-safe music. We insert it here into the podcast to listen to, and it's just music we think that you wouldn't enjoy if you added and put it in your game. Today's song is called On an Eagle's Wing. It's by Uncle Feather, and it's an ambient song. The reason why we've added this ambient song in here is because of that RPG night coming up. We figured it would be perfect for an RPG game, so listen to On an Eagle's Wing by Uncle Feather, and we'll be right back after the song. We'll be right back. So I hope you enjoyed On an Eagle's Wing by Uncle Feather. I enjoyed it. I think it's a pretty good song. And, you know, let us know what you think about it. And let us know if there's any pod-safe music you'd like us to include in the show. Send it to us through our feedback, which we'll tell you how later in the show. And actually, speaking of feedback and the show, remember that you can find how to give us feedback, how to contact us. You can find our show notes and much, much more by going to our website. It is www.wargamingforums.com. Check it out. It's open and up and running 24/7. And relating to our website would be the sponsor for our podcast, and they also host our website. It is Acho Hosting. They have web hosting plans starting at just $3.55 a month. I say it every time, and I'm going to say it again. You can't promise that a web host never has downtime. You just can't, because, you know, something might happen now and then. I've been with Acho Hosting for quite a while. I've never had any downtime. If you're looking for affordable web hosting and, you know, you just don't have a lot of money to spend, but you want something that's quality, that has a great team of people who keep it running, who will be there to answer your questions correctly and promptly, then check out Acho Hosting. You can find the link to them in our show notes, but they are located at achohosting.com. So be sure to give them a bit of a hello and stop by, and maybe you'll sign up. I hope so. In today's show, we will be talking about Combat Storm. Combat Storm is a game you might not have ever heard of before. It used to be called Operation Plastic. And people thinking, Operation Plastic? Combat Storm? What the heck is all of this? In order to truly understand what it is, you have to have had to, at one point in your life, probably when you were a kid, you played with old army guys. You know, the old plastic guys, you pick them up at the corner store, you get like a big bag of them for, I don't know, a couple bucks, and they were green or orange or like all sorts of different colors. And I don't know about you, but I remember playing with them when I was a kid back in the 80s, and, you know, they'd fight out in the grass and all over the house, and they'd be on the table and here and there and everything, and, you know, you just kind of like, bang, bang, you're dead, and bang, bang, you're dead. Well, Combat Storm takes that whole idea of, you know, us playing with our plastic army guys when we were kids, and it formalizes it with a new rule system. The rules, you know, they have point values and all sorts of different stuff for the guys, and you can get tanks and transports. They have different, you know, categories for your soldiers, and you put them into squads. In each category, there's five or six of them. There's riflemen, support infantrymen, you get snipers, special forces, you get demo experts, and you get anti-armor experts. And, you know, you put them into squads, and the idea is you either have army guys of your own, or you can buy them from the company that makes this game, and they're really inexpensive. I think it's $2.99 for a group of 50 plastic guys, and there's a bunch of different colors, and it's $19.99 for the rule book. So you get this and you just play. You don't need to spend tons of money on, you know, stuff that you need to assemble, such as with other companies like Games Workshop. You buy the model, you gotta buy the glue, you gotta buy clippers, files so you can cut the stuff off the sprue or clean it up. Then you gotta assemble it with the glue, and then you have to paint it with paints and paintbrushes that you bought. And then after you do that on one guy, you gotta do it for like 99 other guys. Not everyone has the time, money, and desire to do that. Some people just want to get out there and play, or can't afford it. This game, Combat Storm, is really, to me, it seems targeted after a younger audience or a group of people who like to game, like strategy and stuff, but don't really want to do that sort of stuff. It's kind of like a board gamer mentality. The plastic models look just like the guys I used to play with when I was a kid. The tanks and stuff looks the same. I don't know if they got, you know, the molds from one of the companies or what. I don't even know who used to make them, but it looks like they got that, and it's looking pretty cool. I don't have the rules or anything. I found out about this from an email by a guy named Dave Ryder, and he's one of the head development guys for the company that puts this out. The company's called Strategy Wave. So he sent out this email, and I was like, whoa, what is this? And I looked in, and it looked really cool. So I, based on what I've seen, I give it, you know, a thumb up. I'd love to see the rules and points values and see how it kind of actually plays out. But you don't need anything to play this other than the rule book, which is, you know, like $20 if you round up, and some plastic guys and an opponent. You can play it on any surface, any table. You can use a table you use for another game or anything. And, you know, you just get out there and play. So check it out. Check out our website for our show notes, where we have links to their official website and an article that I put up about this. As I had mentioned, we will be having the first gaming night for the CWF-sponsored Stargate SG-1 RPG this Friday. And the RPG will be run by my friend Steve. He's a big RPG fan. He used to play D&D a lot. He got a bunch of guys together from Battleground Games down in Abington. And this Friday, we're meeting at 6:30 at Battlegrounds. And we're going to be rolling out our characters. So, you know, you go to an RPG for the first time, or first time in a while, which is my case. I haven't RPG'd in a while. And you're like, well, what do I need? Well, the most important thing you need is you need to be there in person. You need to be involved and interested. You need to have an active imagination. You're not going to be seeing some crazy CGI effects or computer effects right in front of you. You're going to think, hey, I'm some character, and I'm doing whatever I need to get from point A to point B, or capture an object, or slay something. You have to be able to picture it in your mind. Otherwise, you're not going to really have as much fun. Yeah, you'd be out with people, you'd be socializing. But, you know, you're going to be like, oh, we're just talking, and what's going on, and where's my guy, what does he look like? You have to think this all up in your head. Some people go so far as, you know, down the road, they create backgrounds and histories for the guys, and, you know, if you're talented with, like, drawing or painting or whatever, they'll make pictures of their people and characters and so forth. That's not a requirement, but, you know, if you get really into it, you're going to have more fun. Third thing you need is a pen or pencil, some sort of writing utensil. I don't care what you use. Pencil's really cool, though, because you can erase any mistakes you write, or it's basically self-editable, so you write something down and you need to modify it later, whether it's a modifier for a weapon or something or a skill. You just, you know, set crossing it out, you erase it and do it again. Fourth thing, paper. I don't care whether you have a notebook, it's big or small, or a binder. I don't care if you're using computer paper or scraps of paper, but just make sure that the paper, it's big enough for you to write on, you have enough of it, you write clearly, and it makes sense to you. Also, you might want to, you know, maybe the GM that you have for the game has a sheet or whatever that they want you to use. It might already have boxes and stuff filled out, where you put your character's name and his equipment, you just fill it out. It's kind of like a stat sheet. Check with them first. They might have that, they might not. I believe in my case, Steve is just going low-tech on this. He just wants us to have some sort of writing implement, a pen or pencil, paper, and ourselves. And lastly, make sure that, you know, either you have money to buy stuff that you're going to need, like food or something to drink, or that you bring stuff with you. And, you know, just go and have fun and be alert. Those are just some basic preparations that you're going to need for when you go RPGing. And those are things I'm going to be bringing with me when I go RPGing. I'm going straight from work, and I'm hoping to bring some of my field podcast equipment and maybe get some reactions and stuff in the field from people. I'll be talking about the RPG on Sunday, I believe, in the next podcast. But, you know, these are pretty universal, whether you do Stargate or D&D, Star Wars, or something you made up. You know, you're going to just need, you know, yourself, your imagination, something to write with, paper, you know, something to write on, whatever. It could be a computer, I don't care what you use. But something like that. And sometimes low-tech is better. So keep that in mind, and, you know, I hope you have fun the next time you go RPGing, and I'll be sure to let you know how things go this Friday night when I go. It's just a couple days away. Every show we do a promo for, you know, some sort of forum or online community, message board, blog, whatever, podcast that usually deals with gaming. Today we're kind of breaking with that. We broke with it with this tradition before, in that we've promoed other, you know, websites and whatnot. Today we're promoting, it's the New England Podcasting. It's a big website, and what it is, basically there's a bunch of people, such as myself, who live in New England. I live in Massachusetts, but, you know, New England covers Vermont and New Hampshire and Rhode Island and Connecticut, places like that. And people who live up here, we podcast. And this website basically allows us to get together and say, hey, I live in Boston. Whoa, I live in Newport, Rhode Island. Wow, you podcast too? And, like, just kind of talk and share information stuff. They have a Yahoo list and everything like that. But we're going to play their promo right now. I recently joined the New England Podcasting, you know, group or whatever they want to call it. And so here's the promo.
And now, the New England podcasting guide to New England accents, the Boston accent, unusual, wicked weird, idea, idea, Harvard Yard, Harvard Yard, radio, podcast. Stop by newenglandpodcasting.com today and sample some of the finest podcasts in the world. New England Podcasting. It's wicked good.
I hope you liked the promo, and this one's actually kind of interesting, and actually the reason why I chose it is because of how it's interesting. They have two promos available to use for the group. One's about, you know, it kind of has a whole Revolutionary War spell on it, which I like because I'm a, you know, historian kind of. I was a history major in college, and this one talks about the different accents for New England. The big one, of course, is the Bostonian accent. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. Mine isn't as bad as it used to be, but I'm told I still have a pretty strong Bostonian accent. And I just kind of thought it was funny, you know. You can tell where people are from the way they talk. In a class I took, there was someone from who was from England, and she was from a part of, you know, Great Britain, where I guess her accent was looked down as kind of common or whatever. But I was like, cool, I like your accent. And it's just kind of, you know, interesting to see where people are from and how they talk. And talking about promos, as we have been right now with the New England podcasting promo we just did, we are trying to implement our own promo. A lot of podcasts, you know, in order to spread the word about them, do little brief 30-second recordings or promotions, shortened to promo, that gives people an idea of what the podcast is about and entices them to listen to the podcast. Think of it kind of like a 30-second TV ad. You're sitting there watching, you know, that 70 show or 24 or whatever, and then they break for a commercial, and you get a 30-second ad for, like, Kentucky Fried Chicken or something. And we're working on something like that for us. We have a very, very, very rough early draft of a promo up right now on the website, and it's basically just me doing all the different bits. And we hope to, you know, if people like it enough that we're going to end up getting other people involved with it. We want Ingrid to do the part of the announcer. We're going to be adding special effects. So instead of hearing me going screech, you're going to hear like a record stopping or dead air or something, or, you know, static or whatnot. And then Steve would be doing the part of himself. But what we really want is we want all of you to give us your ideas for promos. You can just write out a little bit of a script, or, you know, things that you'd like to see in a promo, things you like, things you don't like. Send it into us, and we're going to take the best of them, or the parts of the best of them, and make up some promos of our own. If you want to make your own promo for the show, go for it. Send it into us, and, you know, I'll play some of them next time, or coming up soon anyway, on one of our podcasts, depending on how many promos that we get from you. And I just want to thank you in advance for that. And in league with promos, something you're going to need to know for when you do the promo and for when we do the ones that we're working on, we are changing our name. Our name right now is the CWF Game Discussions Podcast and Blog. It's kind of long, difficult to remember. It's shorter than what it used to be, and it grew a little bit and then got shortened again. What we're changing the name to is the CWF Gamecast. We feel that covers both the blog and the podcast. It kind of shortens it, and not everyone knows what a podcast or a blog is. You know, if you don't have a lot of experience with it, you might be like, whoa, what's a podcast? Do I need an iPod to listen to the podcast? No, you don't. You just need a computer, or, you know, to download it or listen to it from the web. But we feel Gamecast kind of takes, you know, the whole idea of blogging, and it takes the podcast part, and it lets you know that what we're talking about is gaming. So from now on, we will be called the CWF Gamecast. When you do your promos and when we do ours or whatever, you know, make sure you say it's the CWF Gamecast. And we're going to make that get implemented right away, basically. So next podcast and upcoming articles and stuff you see from us on the web and in the podcast, we will be calling ourselves the CWF Gamecast. Now, for those who might get confused, changing our name does not change our website address. You can still and you will always be able to find us on the web by going to www.wargamingforums.com. So go there. That's not changing. That's staying the same. Our name is changing. The website is not. Just want to assure you all of that. As in our last show, we did a little section, which was a new one called Recent Blogging. And we highlighted some recent articles on our blog that we thought, you know, you might like. And we're continuing it with this podcast. We only have three this time, whereas last time I think we had four or five. And just going to highlight what the three are. You can go and get them from our website, go into our show notes. The first one is called Imperial Literature Monthly Writing Workshop. And that's an article that one of the Impolit guys, the one who's in charge of the monthly writing workshop, he wrote this article and put it up on our blog. And in the last podcast, I had talked about the, you know, the monthly writing workshop. Accidentally, I called it a contest. It is not a contest. I apologize for that. Some people may have thought there was a prize. There's no prize per se, other than the satisfaction of a job well done. And yada, yada, yada. But it's a monthly writing workshop where you just go, you know, and you write. But whatever you want, they give you a little blurb to go from. And if you go to our show notes, you'll find out how to get into the article. You just go, and at the bottom of our show notes under number 10, it says Recent Blogging. Click on Imperial Literature Monthly Writing Workshop at CWF. And that'll take you to the article. Also, there was one I put up on the 25th of September called August Podcasts, available as single download. This was an idea I came up with kind of on the spot, and I implemented it right away, where each month I'm going to be taking all the podcasts and making them available as a single download or as two downloads. I know not everyone has the chance to come and listen weekly, or they might not subscribe, which you should, but you might not subscribe, and you might not remember to come every week. Or, you know, twice a week, rather, to listen to the podcast. This way, you get one download, a couple clicks of a button, you get a month's worth of podcasting at your disposal. Word to the wise, it's like 168 megabytes. That sounds like a lot. It is, but it's an entire month of podcasting. I think that's like 7 or 8 episodes right there for August. So it's going to take a while to download. It is zipped, so that made it smaller and better for you, but go find the article from our show notes, and it'll tell you how to download it and everything. Lastly, on the 26th, which was yesterday, I put up an article called Hassle-Free Miniatures, New Releases. And Hassle-Free Miniatures is a new company, well, not really new, but new to me. They're a smaller company, and they make minis. I found out about them because they're sponsors. Yes, they're a sponsor, sorry, of Mini Painters. Mini Painters does, you know, different painting contests, and we highlighted them many, actually not many, but a while back on the podcast, because they have a contest going right now, and I found out about Hassle-Free from there, and I went and looked, and they have some new models up, and the article talks about one new model that's out, and a work in progress. The model that's out is called Death and Taxis. It's a zombie queen. Her name's Taxis, and her troll, Death. It's a really cool model. You go to the article, which is in our show notes. You can go and see pictures, and we talk about it. And then there's a work in progress that you're going to want to check out also in the article, where it's a tigress, and it's at the green stage. They're still, you know, sculpting it and stuff. But I was really, really impressed by it because of the muscle work on this model. It is incredible. So go to our show notes. You're going to find the Hassle-Free Miniatures article and others. Go read them, enjoy, comment. And speaking of commenting and articles on the blog, you too can sign up and put your own articles on our blog. That's right. If you go to our website, all the way at the bottom on the right, there's a little box that says register and log in. You click on the link that says register for free and post your own articles. You fill out a little thing. It logs you in automatically, and you can write whatever you want. If you have trouble getting stuff up right away, you might not have permission to do it, so give me like 12 or 24 hours to go and upgrade your account. By default, all new accounts are basically rated as subscriber. It basically means that you're a member of our blog, and you read and like what you see, and you listen to the podcast, but it doesn't let you do more than comment. You don't need to register to comment. You can comment without being a registered member. But if you want to, you know, put up your own articles and get the word out on things and just share what you have to say, register. It's free. And, you know, like I said, give me some time to upgrade your account so that you can actually post to the blog. So that covers that portion of it. I want to, say that the podcast is now winding down. We will be having another podcast on Sunday. It should be a duo cast. I might actually record it on Saturday. I should be getting together with Steve to work on our promo. And, of course, I'll be seeing him this Friday for my RPG night. I want to thank you for listening. It's been a short podcast, but I'm unfortunately under the gun. I have to go to work tonight. I'm doing the night shift, so I'm trying to get this done and out and up today for you guys because I have a lot of stuff to do tomorrow, as I had mentioned. As always, give us your feedback on the show. We live off it. We die with it. We love it. So go to our show notes and find out how to give us feedback. You can reach me always by email. My email address is jreinhart@gmail.com, or you can talk to me on AOL Instant Messenger or Skype. My name is CW Forums. You can find the information for me and for Ingrid and others from the Contact Us page, which is located on our show notes. I want to remind you that our website is www.wargamingforums.com. It has all our show notes and updates. That's about it. Thanks. Keep on gaming, and I'm out of here. Bye.